Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Kathy, for the introduction, and certainly I appreciate the invitation from the Iowans for Tax Relief organization. They are as fine a group advocating on behalf of taxpayers you will find not only in the state of Iowa, but anywhere in the country. So thank you for the good work that you do on behalf of the taxpayers of Iowa, and thank you, Mr. Stanley, for your work over the years in leading the organization. And Ed Failer Jr. does a fantastic job at the Capitol making sure there's good leadership provided on behalf of the organization in dealing with the General Assembly. Sitting in the green room, getting ready for my opportunity to speak, I wondered what will actually happen if the countdown begins with the yellow light and I use up all my time and the mic goes silent. The other fellows did a good job, and since I'm the last in the list, I may just let this play out and we'll all see together what it's like. And you know the old biblical phrase, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. That's okay today, because where it'll really matter is June 8th. That's what I'm hoping for. Six very important and very key issues in the survey. I took the survey very seriously. Each one of those issues is extremely important. There were two of them where I marked opposed. First one was number 5, concerning property taxes. Not that I don't agree in the importance of limiting property taxes, but because I may have a different view and approach on how to deal with that. First thing I would do is limit the rate of increase each year. We now limit agricultural, residential property taxes to 4%. I would tie commercial and industrial categories of property tax with those. Limit the increase each year. I would also move payment for mental health services from property taxes to the responsibility of the state of Iowa. That would be a significant boost in providing relief to local property taxpayers. Long range, what we need to do, and what I would emphasize as governor of the state of Iowa, is engage the citizens in a thorough discussion of how to redesign local government. In the 21st century, we're going to have to approach the structure of local government and how best to deliver services and how best to pay for them and make that a top priority in the next few years. And as governor, I will make that a priority in my term as governor of Iowa. The second item, which is subject number 1, people's right to vote amendment. I wrote opposed because I have a strong belief that constitutionally our elected officials make those decisions. And when you have elected officials who are unresponsive to the will of the people and they do not know how to manage the people's money properly, you fire them. And that's why I strongly support subject number 2, the 99% spending limitation amendment to the Constitution of Iowa. Because if your elected officials lack the discipline to do the right thing on behalf of the taxpayers, then I believe the people should take this matter up personally and they should have the opportunity to vote on placing that statute into the Constitution and imposing fiscal discipline upon elected officials in Des Moines. I would be in favor of that, and I would advocate for passage of that amendment as your governor. I've been on the front lines for 10 years serving as a state representative. I've been there to fight the battles to defend federal deductibility, and I was in the House chamber the night the current speaker, Pat Murphy, threw those Iowans out of the House chamber. That's been the low point in my 10 years of service as a state legislator. And a gentleman summed it up well that night. For the first time in my life, I've seen the tenants throw out the landlord. And that's got to stop. And one thing I've learned in my 10 years of service in the Iowa House, that even if we were to impose the 99% spending limitation, the law itself or an amendment in the Constitution, just by the nature of our economy and how it works, out of lean times, eventually there come very good times. And even if we restrict government to spending only 99% of the revenue we collect, eventually, we will grow our reserves. And it is the nature of government to take money and to creatively spend it if it's left with government. That's why I have proposed reducing the personal income tax, because if we have more money than we need to provide for key basic services in government, then the right thing to do by the taxpayers is send it back. And that's what I would do with the surplus. I'm 52 years old, born and raised in Iowa. Population of the state of Iowa for 52 years has been just about 3 million people. But you know what? Population is changing. Demographically, we're getting older. Our rural areas in the state are seeing declining population. Friends, we have got to dramatically change the landscape here in Iowa when it comes to growing our economy and creating jobs. It's time that we stop micromanaging out of Des Moines in trying to figure out how to grow our economy. I believe we'd be better served as a state to see our economy expand and grow and see thousands of new jobs created if we'd move away from using targeted tax credits and instead incent business with a zero corporate income tax rate. And I am proud to be the candidate who formally released that proposal and was unafraid to say, let's do that, because I know that that'll be the powerful stimulus we need to grow the economy in Iowa and create thousands of new jobs. And it won't be because the government did it, it'll be because the private sector did it. With 110,000 Iowans out of work and young people who are educated well, looking for jobs and finding them elsewhere, it's time that we set Iowa apart and we say, right here at home, we're going to do the right thing and we're going to see new jobs created so Iowans can find work again to provide for their families, and our young people can put down roots here, raise their families, and enjoy the quality of life that we know as Iowans. And I believe eliminating that corporate income tax will get the job done. My parents are here today. I grew up in a home where my folks pretty well instilled within me, my brother and three sisters, the principle that money doesn't grow on trees. I believe that. And I've served my 10 years in the Iowa House as a fiscal conservative, and my voting record backs that up. Every time I've run for office, I've made two simple promises to the folks back home. Promise number one, I'll show up for work and I'll work hard. Promise number two, I will be as careful with your money as I am with my own. And today, my wife is here too, and she will attest to just how careful I am with my money. As governor, I will remember my commitment that I am to be a steward of the taxpayers' money, and I will consider that to be a trust, not to be violated. And it will be an honor to be a steward of the taxpayers of Iowa and to do my best.